This is program number LW2665. Margaret Sangster. You've probably never heard of Margaret Sangster. Hi, this is Larry West. But Margaret was at one time in charge of a goodwill center for the underprivileged in a large city. One day, speaking to a large audience, she told of this experience she had. These are her words. There came into my big playroom one day a group of boys. Among them was one walking on a homemade crutch. He limped in. One foot was turned completely around, and it faced backwards. His whole body was so twisted that he couldn't play with the others, so he backed up against the wall and followed them so hungrily with his eyes that my heart, she said, just broke. I called him into the office and asked him what had happened. He answered, "A truck ran over me." "I made an appointment with a doctor friend who had helped me many times before," she said. "The doctor examined him carefully, then called in several other doctors. Finally, they said, 'Miss Margaret, we can straighten this boy's leg. There is no reason why he can't walk again. It will take several operations. He'll have to stay in the hospital for a long time,' they said. 'The only problem for you now is to get somebody to pay the hospital expenses. We will do our work free gratis.'" Well, she goes on. "I picked up the telephone," she said, "and called the president of one of the banks in town. He said, 'Well, come on down. I've got the president of one of the other banks here with me. Come on, it's just about a block, and we'll both be glad to see you.'" A little boy limped in with me, Margaret says, into the president's office. I told him the story. They looked at each other for a moment, nodded, then said to me with a smile, "Go ahead, Miss Margaret. Put him in the hospital. We'll see that the bill is paid." "The day came," she goes on, "when that boy literally danced into my playroom. Putting his hands on his hips, he whirled around. He hopped on one foot, then on the other, and then asked, 'How am I doing, Miss Margaret?' I answered," she said, "that he was doing just fine. Just fine. When he had gone, I walked around the playroom with my shoulders up," she says, "and my head held high with pride. I said to myself, 'Margaret, there's one thing you did that you can see. You're always complaining that you can't see any visible result, and you don't know whether you've accomplished anything or not. There's one thing definite that you can put your finger on that you did.'" Well, after Margaret Sangster told that story to that large audience, she leaned over the podium and asked them, "Where do you think this little boy is today? The boy the doctors and bankers and I straightened out. Where do you think he is today?" Well, someone in the audience shouted, "He's a banker." "No." "Is he governor of a state?" "No." "A senator?" "No." "A lawyer?" Miss Sangster held up her hand for silence, and with sadness in her voice, she said, "You'd never guess. He is in the penitentiary for life, for a crime that is so heinous and so terrible that if it weren't for his youth, they would have sent him to the electric chair." After a moment, she continued, "Do you see what my mistake was?" She said, "I spent so much time teaching that boy how to walk that I forgot to teach him where to walk." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, the Bible says that we parents ought to train up our children in the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. That's what the Bible says. Now, let me tell you something. You can't do that by accident, Mom and Dad. You can't do it by accident. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of love. Even tough love, sometimes. And teaching a child where to walk is far more important than teaching him how to. You can't let a child go unwatched, undisciplined, even in the area of spiritual matters. I'm telling you something, that kid of yours needs to be in church. I have a Bible study course that you can study with him at home. He needs spiritual direction, or you're going to lose him. I have a Bible study course I want to send to you. It's free. Write me for it and carry this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.